This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Mental Health and Health News channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Theodore A. Henderson, MD, PhD, specializing in diagnosing and treating complex psychiatric cases with high success rates. Co-founder of Neuro Laser Foundation, Dr. Henderson's work has resulted in scientific and medical breakthroughs as he is discovering answers to many mysterious conditions troubling children, adolescents, and adults. Dr. Henderson, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. So glad to be here. I've got some really exciting and important messages to share.
Certainly looking forward to hearing all from you today. And now, first of all, for starters, kicking things off, what are the most common reasons why patients do come to you?
Well, patients come to me frustrated after having seen several doctors, you know, getting the runaround, being on, you know, medication after medication, trial and error kinds of treatments. And often what's actually going on is there's actually a biological cause of their depression or their anxiety that no one has thought about or looked at.
And you've been called the Sherlock of psychiatry. How does your approach differ from the rest?
Well, I am not your typical psychiatrist. So psychiatrists sort of depend upon the DSM system, which is a manual, kind of a cookbook almost, or a Chinese menu of symptoms that you pair up, and if you see 5 out of 7 of those symptoms, you say, okay, this person has anxiety. I really look at the whole person, and I'm looking at the biological causes as well as the psychological causes. So I'm looking at things like, how is the brain actually functioning? I'm doing brain scans, not on every patient, but on patients that need it, and blood testing. And I'm really looking at the question, is there really a biological, and when I say biological, I really mean, is there an infectious cause? Is there a brain injury cause? Is there something else that connects, you know, the gut to the brain? All those types of things that are involved in affecting how our brain works. Because psychiatry ultimately is about how your brain works. It's not that you choose to be depressed or that you just have to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. It's really about how is this organ, your brain, working.
Now, what recent medical breakthroughs have you been involved with of late?
Well, I'm not going to do them necessarily in the order of chronology. One of the exciting ones that's just it's exciting right now because the movie Concussion is coming out. And as Concussion is talking about the untold story of brain injury in football players, NFL football players. So our group it's a loose association of docs from a variety of centers, Cyrus Raji from UCLA, Rob Tarzell from British Columbia, Daniel Amen from the Amen Clinics, and others have been looking at how SPECT brain scans, that single photon emission computed tomography to be exact, SPECT scans, can be used to help differentiate traumatic brain injury from PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, differentiating brain injury from PTSD has been the bugaboo of military medicine because lots of our soldiers and warfighters were injured and received concussions or brain injuries in the Iraq conflict and the Afghanistan conflict. That was the signature injury of those conflicts, of those wars, if you will. Now, unfortunately, having a TBI, a traumatic brain injury, a year, 2 years later, and having PTSD look almost identical. And in fact, if you look at the questionnaire that the military uses, say, do you have PTSD or not, more than 60% of the questions can be answered by somebody who actually has a brain injury. So it's very difficult to differentiate. Well, this group, Daniel Amen, Rob Tarzell, Cyrus Raji, myself, others, have been able to differentiate PTSD with TBI with 94% accuracy. That's a great number. That is a super number. And in carefully matched cases to controls, we had 100% accuracy looking at civilians. So these data are amazing data that are moving things forward. Now, another really exciting breakthrough is that a different colleague and I, Dr. Larry Maurice and I, have been developing a new treatment for traumatic brain injury. And right now, you're saying, hold it a second, brain injury treatment, I didn't know that that actually existed. Well, it does, and there's some exciting new advances going on. And we have been spearheading this. We just published three papers on this topic in the last 3 months. Using a focused near-infrared light, what's called an infrared laser, although don't think Star Trek, that helps to actually turn on the brain's own ability to regenerate itself, to repair itself. And that's a very, very exciting finding. Now, probably what I am most excited about, what I get up in the morning and just leap out of bed ready to write about and think about, is what we're finding about viruses in the brain. Now, you know, we all think about things like getting a cold and how you kind of feel like you can't think clearly and all you want to do is lay in bed and you don't have any motivation. Well, can you imagine living every day of your life that way? That's what people experience. We typically call that chronic fatigue syndrome. Or if they see a psychiatrist, they'd be labeled depressed or maybe anxious. But nobody would think that, gosh, we should be asking, do they have a virus in their brain? And this is an area that you are going to be hearing a whole lot more about from me and from others in the near future.
Certainly exciting information and certainly very interesting as well. Today we are with Dr. Theodore A. Henderson, MD, PhD, who specializes in diagnosing and treating complex psychiatric cases with high success rates here on eHealth Radio's Mental Health and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Henderson, what is your Say Goodbye TBI campaign all about?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked me about that. This is a super program. So this is building on that idea of treating traumatic brain injury that I was just talking about earlier, using focused near-infrared light to turn on the brain's own ability to repair itself, to regenerate. This infrared light actually activates growth factors in the brain and turns on valuable genes that help the brain to begin to rebuild. So we've got now fairly good preliminary data, but what's missing is the big double-blind placebo-controlled trial that science likes to see and the FDA likes to see and big, you know, universities like to see before they say, yes, this is definitely a treatment that's going to help people. And that's what the Say Goodbye TBI campaign is helping. It's helping two things. Number one, to raise money for that very, very important research. And number two, we want to make sure that veterans can get this valuable treatment now. They don't have to wait until the VA says, okay, yeah, we think that might help. Or the military says, yeah, we think that might help. We want to be able to help these veterans now. So the Say Goodbye TBI campaign, which is a GoFundMe campaign, raises money for scholarships for veterans to get treated for free. And so right now we've got a Bronze Star recipient coming from the East Coast. We've got another recipient locally here who will be starting his treatment very soon. So this is a very exciting campaign.
Lastly, what's next for you and your work?
Well, all right. So I've used the word exciting. You can tell I'm passionate about my work. But perhaps the thing I'm most passionate about that is just on the cutting edge and is becoming, it will be a household name pretty soon, is this idea that viruses can affect your brain. And so we've been working, and I've been publishing in this area for a number of years. I've treated hundreds of patients who come to me desperate. They've been labeled a quack. They've been said they're psychosomatic. There's nothing wrong with them. And, you know, with some lab tests and a brain scan, if it's indicated for them, I can show them, okay, here's what's really going on in your brain. You are fighting a battle in your brain against viruses that are shutting down your brain function. that are affecting your brain cells. And this idea is building and getting traction in a number of different areas. There's a really marvelous research coming out of England showing that the cold sore virus, herpes 1, can make Alzheimer's worse or can even cause Alzheimer's in patients who, if they didn't have the virus, they might live their whole life without getting Alzheimer's. That's amazing. And so that kind of news, that kind of science is coming available, and our ability to treat these patients. I have an 85% success rate treating patients with chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia using my protocols. So, you know, this is happening stuff, and there's very exciting things going on. You know, if listeners want to sign up for my blog or follow us on TBI.care, you know, they can really hear all about what's going on moment by moment in this exciting area.
Well, Dr. Henderson, it certainly has been our privilege to have had you. Thanks so much for your report and for what you're doing, and certainly look forward to a future conversation right here on eHealth Radio.
I'll be happy to come on anytime you have a spot for me.
And we'll certainly keep in touch in that regard. We've been speaking with Dr. Theodore A. Henderson, MD, PhD, the co-founder of Neuro Laser Foundation, whose work has resulted in scientific and medical breakthroughs, and he is discovering answers to many mysterious conditions troubling children, adolescents, and adults. And once again, for more information and for contact, simply visit tbi.com. Care. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Mental Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.